today is a horrible day for our podcast.
I'm excited for it.
This is the Mizzou Sports Podcast, presented by the Columbia Daily Tribune.
Welcome to another edition of the Mizzou Sports Podcast. I am Daniel Jones, and I lost a bet. And today, I have to make good on that bet. I am sitting in front of a box of Jelly Belly Bean Boozled jelly beans, which have horrible flavors such as dead fish, toothpaste, booger,
vomit,
canned dog food, stinky socks, rotten egg, spoiled milk, because I lost a bet on the Kentucky Derby.
Yep.
I picked...
My pick.
Who your I was pick, going to pick, yeah. Fulfilled promises.
Yep.
The rules were you had to pick a horse that went off at 30-1 when we taped our podcast last week. Now, I picked Promises Fulfilled, which finished like third from last. Cam picked My Boy Jack, which had one of the most unprecedented rises in betting lines. My Boy Jack went from a 30-1 shot when we taped our podcast to a 7-1 shot the day of the Derby.
Yep.
Partly because of the rain, the trainer, whatever. My Boy Jack finished third.
It's not my fault. When we picked, they were 31 odds. It's not my fault. And, I mean, people who listen to the last podcast know that I was going to pick Promises Fulfilled as my number one pick, and then you picked him. So I had to go with my second pick, and it was My Boy Jack.
All of this makes me sad and makes me grumpy.
I'm enjoying it a lot.
So what you need to do, here's how we're going to do this.
Oh, yeah.
In a few moments, Cam is going to spin a wheel, and I'm going to eat a bean. I'm probably not going to be able to swallow it, because nobody I know that's ever eaten these has been able to swallow them.
Yeah, I agree.
So I'm going to chew the bean, and then spit it out, probably, and then we'll continue the podcast.
How long do you have to chew it?
3 seconds.
Okay.
And then every 3 minutes, your phone goes ding, and I eat another one.
Okay.
And we'll do that until the end of the podcast.
Okay. We'll make this an hour-long podcast.
Are we doing 3 minutes or four? I said three.
We can do three. Oh.
I think we should do 4 minutes.
Oh, we can do three. It's not like you're swallowing them.
Anyway.
I'm trying to get this set up. Sorry. Yeah, it's not like you're swallowing them. So we can do 3 minutes.
All right. Let's start with the Mizzou sports topic.
Okay.
And then you'll spin the wheel. I'll eat, and then we'll talk.
Okay.
So what do you want to lead off with?
Oh, I don't start yet.
No, not yet.
Okay.
What do you want to start with? What's the topic of the day today?
I don't know. We should probably start with softball.
Okay.
Just because SEC softball tournament's in town this week. Obviously, you were there yesterday. We'll both be there the rest of the week.
Yes.
And Mizzou softball not being there is a big deal.
Yes.
You can't miss... I guess you can, but it's not ideal when you miss a conference tournament and it's in your backyard. Just the amount of fans you would have had there and a lot of things that Mizzou would have gotten. So, yeah, we can start with SEC softball.
All right.
Mizzou softball. Oh, do you want me to spin this?
Spin the wheel.
Okay, here we go. Yes. Tutti Frutti or Stinky Socks. This is the one I was hoping you'd get. Because I really hope Stinky Socks.
My stomach is already in knots. My heart is pounding.
It's a colorful one.
This one?
Yeah, it looks like it. I really hope it's not Tutti Frutti. You're going to need more water, more than one water bottle.
God, this is so lame.
You got to chew it for 3 seconds before you get a drink. You got to get the taste. Just saying. What? You can't pinch your nose.
Tutti Frutti.
That's not fair. See, this is why this challenge is going to suck. You're going to get all the good ones. All right, I started the timer.
All right.
That sucks.
It has a weird taste to it, but it definitely tastes like fruit.
All right. Well, you got lucky. That's one. I have 2 minutes and 50 seconds, so you take the next one.
So, yesterday, I was at the SEC softball tournament for most of the day.
Yep.
And you're right. It is awkward for us who spent the last 2 weeks preparing for Mizzou to be at the SEC softball tournament and covering the event like it is a local event, like Mizzou is going to be playing in it, and then they're the only team that doesn't qualify.
Yeah.
So we shifted gears with our coverage yesterday. We did a roundup of all four games in the first round. And then I also got a chance to talk with some of the on-air talent at ESPN, which is really cool. Adam Amin, Beth Mowins, Laura Rutledge, and Holly Rowe. All of them are with ESPN covering the event this week. So that's like a who's who of ESPN announcers all here to cover SEC softball.
Right.
So they have crazy schedules. It was kind of cool to talk to them about how they bounce around from sport to sport in the spring. Adam Amin literally just came from covering the NBA playoffs for ESPN Radio.
Yeah.
Holly Rowe, a week ago, was at the NCAA beach volleyball tournament parasailing in from the ocean to do a live spot on TV. Laura Rutledge is going to the College World Series in a couple weeks. Beth Mowins is going to the College World Series in a couple weeks. So their schedules... it's pretty cool to talk to them about that. And then also about how softball, how ESPN has changed their coverage of softball, how it's gone from this sort of weird off-the-wall niche sport where they the only thing that was on ESPN was the College World Series and it was on tape delay to now every conference tournament, every regional, every super regional is all on TV.
Right, right. Yeah, it's a big change. Softball's becoming a lot more popular, I think, especially with the SEC, considering it's probably the best conference in America. Either that or the Pac-12, I believe. I don't know a lot about softball, but I know those are the two conferences that always get a ton of people in the tournament.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in the regionals. So there's a lot of people who really care about SEC softball. Maybe not so much in Columbia right now,
right?
With the way Mizzou's been playing, but and the fact that Mizzou's not there. But I mean, you have a ton of very talented teams. Probably Florida, who's a national championship contender, playing 2 miles down the road.
Yeah.
That's a big deal, and it's a big deal for ESPN to be bringing and SEC Network to bring out so many people for this tournament.
Yeah, yeah. That was kind of what everybody said was it would be great if Mizzou was there.
It
would generate more ticket sales. Yeah, you know, there'd be more of a buzz around town about it.
I mean, it'd be crazy traffic, especially with this weekend being graduation weekend as well. But still, it would have been great.
We'll see kind of what the future of this program is.
Yeah. I mean, they have a ton of freshmen, like a ton of freshmen. So it's interesting to see what their future is going to be. I think right now you can see some of the potential in some of the freshmen. You just can't put it all together. Danny, you don't look happy. Oh, man, the timer stopped. Well, I'll stop mid-question.
Okay.
Mid-comment and spin another wheel. Danny now has to take another bean. This is so much fun.
Please.
Hold up. No, that didn't spin right.
Didn't spin. That one didn't really spin either. That it didn't spin. Right, it went half a turn.
Fine. All right, there you go. Same one. Peach or barf? This is the one. Now, for those listening, Hunter, our photographer, Hunter Dyke, and I did a few of these yesterday or 2 days ago when I went to go pick them up, and we had peach and barf, and we both got barf, and Hunter almost threw up in the garbage can. So I'm excited to see you grab this one. It kind of looks the same as the dead fish one, so don't get dead fish.
This one.
Let me see. Yeah, I think so. That look like
it's orange with red spots.
Yeah, so was a dead fish one though. So yeah, that's probably fair. That's good.
Why don't you? There's like a little card here. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I can see him on here too. But yeah, go ahead.
God. All right. Peach.
This is
no. Oh no, it's not.
Got barf?
It was weird. It was like, oh yeah. There's definitely
there's
the taste of bile.
Yep.
Oh.
And it's gonna sit there too. No amount of water can get it out. At least you didn't like puke. Like me and Hunter had it, and we went straight. We did bring a garbage can in here for you so you could spit it out. But is that as bad as you thought it was going to be?
It's lingering more than I thought it would be.
It's going to. It's probably be there until you get a good one.
Oh.
I wish. Oh. Well, so we're on Facebook Live right now. For some people who are watching, you can see how
it's
upset.
Got
well, it's
like,
kind of got that sunny glare in your
it's
face.
It's like, yeah, well, yeah. Another thing that's making me grumpy, all the windows in the Tribune newsroom are set out like in a bubble.
Yes.
And even when the sun is directly up in the sky.
Yeah.
It is shining down at the on the bottom of the window that's sticking out
right.
into the street. And that angle, it's like a 45-degree angle. The sun is right in my eyes.
Yeah.
That is also making me grumpy, in addition to these disgusting jelly beans.
Hey.
And the taste of stale vomit and bile in my mouth from eating that last one.
So you got to pay the price for losing.
So anyway, back to Mizzou softball.
Yeah.
Because every time we do this, it extends the time.
It does.
Anyway, Mizzou softball, so you had a young team, you have a new coach, a program that's in transition. I don't know. I feel like whether or not they make the NCAA tournament, I would love to get an honest answer from Jim Stirk about how much that makes a difference in the direction that he wants to go with this program.
Right.
If they make the tournament this year, are you happy? Are you content with the job Gina Fogue did? Or are you still in a position where you feel like the program could hit, you know, get to another level with a different coach?
Right. And I think a lot of people would just automatically shoot the whole, if we had early wine, we wouldn't be in this predicament. But they were bad last year.
They were and a big reason why they're here now is because of all the players that transferred
right.
under Aaron Erlenmeyer.
Right, and they have a ton of freshmen. I don't think anyone looked at this team the beginning of the year and goes, they're going to be really successful this year. Now, I don't think you thought they'd miss the SEC tournament, but I think you have a team where I don't know if you keep Gina Fogue or not. I think that's ultimately what Jim Sears is obviously going to have to decide, but I think this team is pretty set for the future. I can't even count how many freshmen. They have a ton of freshmen. I covered them last weekend against Florida. It was just like every other person was either a freshman.
Oh, they have like two seniors
right.
on the entire team.
I think, they have one senior.
One senior.
Yeah, they honored one senior. I think they have a foundation for the future, but it's bad when you don't make your SEC tournament, your home SEC tournament.
Right. Yeah. And it was interesting talking with the Mizzou staffer yesterday out there. That stadium was built to host regionals, to host SEC tournaments.
Yeah.
It was made for postseason events.
Yeah.
And to have the opportunity to host the SEC tournament is pretty cool. I don't know if Mizzou has ever been in a position to host an event like this before in the SEC. They've hosted big football games where SEC Nation has come out and filmed from the quad.
Right.
Game days come out. But this is like a showcase event for Mizzou and their facilities and their campus for a lot of people in the SEC. And they're not there. They're not a part of the party.
Yeah. Stuff. So.
Also, so Mizzou's been going around the state for Coach's Caravan.
Yeah.
We talked to Konzo Martin, Robin Pinched, and Andy Hill in Mendon.
Yeah.
That content.
A week and a half ago.
That content did make the last podcast.
Right.
Since then, we were busy covering the SEC tournament, but they also visited two spots this week. They went up to Memphis, Missouri, which is on the border of Iowa, and also St. Louis. And there was some interesting content that came out of there, particularly that's not the timer.
Sorry, that's my phone.
Particularly Konzo Martin and his thoughts on this upcoming season.
Yeah. And do you just want me to go, or because you only have 15 seconds?
Yeah, well, fill up 15 seconds
okay.
of content.
Well, Konzo Martin spoke to the Post-Dispatch and the Kansas City Star kind of about next season and said, I guess the big thing that stood out to me was he doesn't believe next year is a transition year, which so many people have kind of looked at it as. I think he knows people kind of will pick this team last. I think his quote in the Kansas City Star, which was awesome, was telling people to pick them 13th. Because last year, 13th ranked team, the 13th projected team in the SEC was Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
They won the SEC.
I seem to recall another Missouri coach recently saying if he had a vote, he would have picked his team to finish 14th too.
Yeah.
And he got raked over the coals for that statement.
So maybe it's a little different when you're coming off an NCAA tournament run. So, but I stopped the timer just so I could go and it wouldn't interrupt things. So, we can't see comments on our
computer. Yeah, it's unfortunate we can't. We do have one person, my sister, who says, gross. They are gross. The vomit one was gross.
I thought it was fun.
Spin the wheel.
Which one do I want?
Stupid wheel.
Oh, okay. Does that one count?
That's good. Again?
You got barf again. Peach or barf? Go ahead. Here we go.
Why don't you put the spinner in here? That way it sticks and it doesn't hit your finger. Fine.
Is that there, huh? Yep. There you go. Peach, help you get barf again.
Peach. Nope. That's definitely barf. Man, that one
Oh. It hit right away. Yep, that's how the one we...
Oh, my God. Ugh, it's horrible. God. That one was worse than the other one. The other one, actually, I thought might have been peach for a second. That one hit right away. Barf right in your mouth.
You're going to have vomit in your mouth the whole week, all day. Damn, we have to go cover that SEC tournament tonight. Oh, this is awesome. I hope everyone who listens to this or watches this enjoys this.
Oh.
As much as they enjoyed me eating hot wings.
Okay,
back to Konzo. Yeah. I think that the idea was just that he doesn't think, and it seems, and Jim Stark is obviously very confident in his head coach. So I think that was kind of the gist of the story in the Kansas City Star that Aaron Reese did. So it was. I think a lot of people kind of see this year as a transition year. You have a lot of questions with this team, specifically point guard, which was a big question last year, and then kind of where you're going to get a lot of the scoring from, but. Those questions obviously won't be answered until October. So Konzo is understanding that those questions are there. I don't think he's, I can't even think of the word. I don't think he's just ignoring them. I think he knows that people have those questions.
And we've even talked here about how this next year is going to be a transition year because of the people that they've lost and what the roster's going to look like. It's going to be a lot of young players. It's going to be a lot of unproven players that have to carry your team and your scoring. So
now, Konzo did say that he thought this team would be an elite defensive team, which it does. I agree with him. I think it does have the capability to be a tremendous defensive team.
What do you think makes Mizzou, what qualities, what assets do they have to make them an elite defensive team? Jeremiah Tillman can be. Right. He has the athleticism and the size, but he fouls so often, or at least he did last year.
I just think it's the versatility they have at wing this year. It's something they didn't have last year. I mean, you're looking at wing last year. Their wings were Cullen, Jordan Barnett, who kind of didn't show up some games. Cassius, you still okay there over there?
It's just in the back of my throat. It's just Cassius, like in my teeth, like, you know, like it's seeping through like my cheek onto my tongue.
Oh man. But yeah, I think you're adding Torrence Watson, who's an athletic freak, also a very good scorer. Just he can do so many things. KJ Santos, Javon Pickett, Xavier Pinson, who's athletic. I think Jordan Geist is a pretty good defender. And then you're just adding versatile guys where I think you can play Kevin at a few different spots if you use him right defensively. I don't know what you get out of Mitchell Smith, but I think his length can mess with some people. I think they could be a very, very good defensive team because Konzo's going to make them play defense. And they have the versatility on the perimeter to do that. Now, you got to keep Jeremiah out of foul trouble. But I think on the perimeter, they have guys who they can...
In my opinion, I think Konzo saying that maybe has more to do with the mentality of this team than the mentality of last year's team. Because I hear what you're saying, but I just don't see a lot of those guys being outstanding defensive players.
Well, I'm not sure they're ever all going to be... elite one-on-one defensive players. I think your best defensive player is probably Drew Smith, and he can't play this year.
Right.
But I think when you use Konzo, who is a defensive-minded coach, I think the way he's going to scheme this team together and what he's been talking to us about, like playing so many guys in versatile spots on the perimeter, putting those guys together is going to what I'm guessing is what he's getting at in terms of being an elite defensive team.
Yeah.
And I don't know if they'll ever be elite, but I think they'll be a very good defensive team next year.
Right. That's kind of what I feel like it'd be more of a collaborative team effort or mentality than, you know, having just great defensive players.
Right, right, right. It'll be a team effort. It's not like you're going to go out there and say, hey, Javon Pickett, go shut down whatever the number one score on the other team.
Right.
It's going to be a team effort. It's going to be guys who are really kind of helping each other in that sense. I agree.
Okay.
I think it's one person.
If you spin the wheel and it's vomit again, spin the wheel again.
Is that the rule? We talked about this before. That's the rule if it's a good one then too.
Okay. Fair.
Okay. It's vomit again.
I think this wheel is weighted to vomit. Vomit again.
It's vomit again. I swear. You can't make this up. That was stinky socks. All right, here we go. There you go. Strawberry banana smoothie or dead fish?
God.
So I think it's that one.
This one seems like it could be the worst one.
No, that's not it.
All of them.
That's not it.
It's not?
No.
What is this one?
That's rotten egg or buttered popcorn? You're looking at this one.
Which one do I want? This
one? The one that it landed on. Yep.
This one?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're sure?
Yeah.
This looks like a vomit one. No?
It might be that one.
Okay.
Yeah, it's that one.
See. I'm kind of confused.
They look the same, but that one's lighter. It kind of looks like strawberry color. Looks like a smoothie. That's the right one. It's lighter.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the right one.
All right.
I hope it's barf.
It might be barf.
Or I really hope it's dead fish.
Oh,
dead fish.
God.
Dead fish.
Oh. 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 Oh, oh, God. Oh, it's taking everything in me to not curse that. Oh, God. Oh, man, that is nasty. Get it out of my mouth. God, oh.
Oh, man, that made me tear up. Oh, that was such a... You had such a visceral reaction.
It's in my sinuses. It's in my mouth. Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh.
Oh, man. That... Oh, that's...
God, just... It's,
awesome.
Oh. Oh. Oh.
That was awesome. That was tremendous. That was better than I thought.
That was absolutely...
I'm guessing you got dead fish.
Disgusting.
I'm guessing you got dead fish.
It's still in my mouth. It's in my nose.
What
it's
kind
in
of
my
fish
teeth.
Is it?
Dead. Dead fish. Oh, man. That is so horrible.
So, okay.
So we're talking about...
Your sister made a comment. You want to read it?
My sister, who I love dearly, said, "Cam, I'm so happy it's Danny."
Same. Same. So am I, Megan. So am I.
Okay, sis. I'll keep that one on the back burner. Don't worry. So we're talking about defensive ability.
So, yeah.
What about offensive ability?
I think that's the biggest question.
Are they going to be anywhere as potent as they were this year?
I don't think so, just because you're missing... I don't think... I don't think they'll have a score or a shooter like they did in Cassius last year. Cassius was just incredible for them last year. But I think they do have a few pretty scorers who can kind of get inside and kind of slash and make room. I think I can't even think of his name. Torrance Watson's one of them. Kevin Perry said KJ Santos is almost has the makings of an NBA player. So that's interesting as well. I think you're going to be looking for Jeremiah to take a strong step forward to get in some really consistent scoring in the post.
It's hard for a player like him because just the way the game of basketball is evolving,
right,
in the NBA and college ranks, a guy like Jeremiah Tillman, I feel like unless you're somebody like Anthony Davis, like that can score off the dribble, that can hit an outside shot every once in a while, like if you're Jeremiah Tillman and your game is scoring within 3 feet or 4 feet of the basket, can you score more than 15 points a game? I don't think the game moves fast enough. I don't think the game allows guys like that to score more than like 15 points a game anymore.
I don't think you need more than 15 from Jeremiah, because if he's getting 15 a game, that means that defenses have to change what they do to slow him down, which opens things up for your perimeter scores. I think that's what you use Jeremiah as. I don't think he's a 20 points a game scorer, but if he gets 12 to 15, that means the defenses need to shift what they do. That's my thought when it comes to it.
So you see him being as more of a anchor and a decoy than somebody's going to like really...
I hate to use the word decoy, but that just means, because that just, I feel like that's like me saying he's just going to stand there and defenses just look at him. But I think you use him as a guy who I think he can be a consistent day in, day out scorer who defenses have to focus on. Because if you focus on him, it just opens up so much more. Similar how Cassius was a day in, day out guy, not saying Jeremiah's going to score at the level Cassius did, but defenses had to take away what Cassius did. So that left other things open for other players. I think Jeremiah is a guy who, if he can stay out of foul trouble and he's working on his offensive game like they say he is right now, he can be that consistent guy for you. Not saying he averages 16 points a game. But I think if he stays around 11 and 12, I think that opens up so much more for an offense that is really going to be trying to find some perimeter scoring.
Okay. I want to talk about something else. We the last like three or four podcasts that we've done, it's May, have all been about basketball. And I don't think, I think that is indicative of how the general public thinks about Mizzou sports right now. I feel like even though football season is just a couple months away,
I didn't even set
you
the timer.
Didn't set the timer.
That sucks. I'm sorry, people.
I'm not. I'm really happy that you did that.
I hope you get sticky socks now.
So, I feel like there's so much excitement, residual excitement about basketball that there just isn't a lot of buzz. There isn't a lot of hype about this upcoming football season, even though you have one of the best quarterbacks in school history coming back for a senior year. You have a standout defensive lineman in Terry Beckner coming back. You're building on going to a bowl game, even though you didn't win, still got to go to the Texas Bowl and finish the season really strong. I don't really have any good explanations for why that is.
People always tell me that Mizzou is a basketball school.
I would say historically, going back, you know, 30, 40 years, maybe it has been a basketball school,
but not
in the last 10.
Right. And even if it was a basketball school, there still should be some kind of discussion around or some hype around. I mean, you got a first round pick coming back at quarterback. You have a defensive lineman who could go in the first day of the NFL draft next year as well if he has a good year. Like, you got some guys back. Like, your football team could be pretty good. Now, what is pretty good to Mizzou football fans right now?
I mean, Mizzou football through a lot of the early 2000s, Gary Pinkel's first years, pretty good, getting to a bowl game, that was enough to get the program, that was enough to get people excited about football.
Right,
not, I guess not anymore. I don't know if it's the, you know, because Mizzou had the great year in 2007, went to back-to-back SEC championships, if the bar has been set higher,
right,
if it has to do with you had this event in November 2015. You had a bad 2015 season, and then you had the events of November 2015 that really fractured the fan base.
Yeah,
and you know that segment of the fan base has never come back.
Or it could also be that
I don't know if
Mizzou's basketball is coming off that NCAA tournament.
Maybe that's
true. Because the hype is probably still there for that. It's probably a multiple things that factor into this.
I wonder, too, how much of it is, how excited people are for Barry Odom. I know it wasn't a hire that really excited people a lot at the time of the hiring. And, you know, I wonder what he has to do in order for Mizzou fans to really embrace him and be excited about him being their coach.
That's a big thing this year is how many – what's a good – that's what I've been thinking about. And when I look down Mizzou's schedule, what's a successful win or a successful season for Mizzou this year? They made a bowl game last year. You had 6 wins. I think that was a successful season. But what is it? What win total do you need to be at? Or is it winning a bowl game? Win total do you need to be at to define this season as a successful season for both Barry Odom and the program?
That's tough because I think you have to be better than you were last year, which is difficult. Difficult because you have such a tough schedule this year. We'll get more into what I think is a tough situation for Barry Odom after we do this jelly bean.
Okay, I'm excited. Oh, that was my finger. That was my finger. Hold on. That was my finger.
That was a good one, too.
Yeah, it was. Buttered popcorn or rotten egg?
See, this one I'm not excited about because I don't want to do either of those. I don't think buttered popcorn sounds very good at all.
You don't like popcorn?
I like popcorn. This is a jelly bean. Well, there's no salt. There's no butter. There's
butter in the flavor. It's already pre-buttered for you.
A rotten egg. I'm almost out of water.
Yeah, I was gonna say that, but I didn't want to bring it up. You probably ate it all, drink it all on the dead fish. You probably got buttered popcorn.
No. Oh, no. No. No.
That one's not too bad. I had that one with rotten egg. That one's not too bad. Oh, man. man. Guys, this is, I'm enjoying this. Danny is, he's turning beet red. His, Danny's face all the way to his neck is beet red.
It's the aroma. It's like when you bite into the jelly bean, it's like the aroma of a rotten egg exists in your mouth.
Yeah.
It's, you can't smell it. It doesn't smell like a rotten egg. That's why it tastes like one, because what a rotten egg would smell like is in your mouth.
Yeah. Yeah. And it just fills up everything, always up to you through your nose. It's awful.
It's like stuck. It's just everywhere. That and dead fish and barf are all in my mouth right now.
Got a pretty good lunch. Did you eat before this?
No, I had a snack.
Oh, good.
I don't know if I'm going to have any appetite for the rest of the day.
You might not. But yeah, so back to Barry and Mizzou football. I don't know. You look at the schedule. I think seven wins is doable for them. I don't think that. I think there's seven games that they'll probably be the favorite in. Without looking at the schedule right now, I remember looking at it yesterday and thinking they could win seven games, and that's a bowl game. That's seven games without going to a bowl, without winning your bowl game. Now, is that a successful season? Do you feel like they need to win a bowl game for this to be a successful year?
I think ultimately, my sister just commented, okay, now I'm slightly concerned for your well-being. Thank you for
your concern. He's not beat right anymore. He's come back to life.
I think for fans to look back, fans will look back on that season, I think, like, historically, as a season that was pretty good. They'll probably remember Mizzou coming back and winning their final seven games of the year, six games of the year. And that'll be, you know, but it won't be a season where it's like, hey, you remember that year? Like, that was a great year. Yeah, I don't think it'll be like that. If you were to win the bowl game,
then yeah,
it changes a lot in retrospect. So, or in hindsight, I think for it to be a season like that, where you really look back and enjoy, you know, like, oh, okay, that was a good year.
Yeah.
I think you do have to win a bowl game.
And I think a lot of what we heard throughout the season when we did these podcasts and facing guys after games was, Barry and the team haven't beaten any over 500 teams, or a good team.
Which
team
is, they can, still haven't really beat a good team.
Right. And I think
in 2 years.
I think you need that on your, not so much on your resume, but just in terms of, like, the fan base needs to see that you're able to do this.
Right. And I think that, so maybe that's part of the reason why there isn't a lot of hype either. It's just because, you know, you've seen Mizzou beat the teams they're supposed to, but haven't really exceeded anybody's, you know, exceeded any beyond that. And so I think one of the tough things for, you know, a coach, I mean, your job is to win games, but I think as much as anything, his fate rests in the hands of how many people show up, what the buzz is around the program, you know, and it hurts when you go 1-5 to start the year.
Yeah, yeah.
That just torpedoes everybody's excitement for the rest of the season. Yeah. By middle of October, everybody was ready for basketball.
I remember you guys going to, like, we would do these, like, videos before games, going to talk to fans, and you guys, and people were just, I don't remember what people were saying, but it wasn't very exciting. Like, I think they were going into games almost expecting Mizzou to kind of find some way to lose.
Right. Yeah. That was the thought. And it was, you know, the question was always, what do they have to do to get more people here? What do they have to do to make you excited? And people say win. And still at the end of the year, you didn't have very good attendance.
Right. Right.
Even though they had climbed all the way back into bowl eligibility. I think it's tough to be in that situation where for not just Barry Odom, but for any coach, so much of your career is tied up in things that are kind of out of your control. If you're successful and you win games, people will show up.
I agree.
But there are also circumstances that could prevent them from doing that. And then that's, you know, that could still result in a coaching change. That's just something you get tied up in.
Right, right. Yeah. I completely agree.
Is this the last bean we're going to do? Is there anything else you want to talk about? Before I eat this and we all go home and I brush my teeth.
I don't know. I feel like the podcast hasn't been long enough. How long has the podcast been going? 35? I thought we were going for an hour and a half. Isn't that what the podcast we were going for today? It's not
False.
Nearly long enough.
False.
We weren't going for an hour and a half today?
Okay. I believe the mandate from on high was shoot for shorter podcasts that people can listen to on their commute, like 12 minutes, and we've done three times that today.
I'm just, people take longer commutes. Okay.
For all the people driving from Columbia to Jeff City.
True, and we're catering to them.
Well, they're home now. It's been 30 minutes.
See, this is, we've gotten to this conversation before. I don't know how you get to Jeff City from Columbia in 30 minutes. I've never gotten there in 30 minutes.
I get, it's 30 minutes once you get like on the highway. Oh. Like once you get away from the stoplights and stuff. So, yeah, that's true.
So, okay, we'll spin it. I'll do this one with you. I'll be a good sport.
I'll
be a good sport. I hope
good
it's blue. Oh, shoot. Oh, look, it's blue. Oh, man.
I do hope it's blue, even though it'd make you suffer the least.
Oh, my God. For Danny, I don't know if people can hear Danny, but he is making this sound. It is banana smoothie and dead fish.
No.
I'm going to grab this one.
That one.
See it.
That,
I don't even have water or a garbage can.
We'll
just put it in the middle.
That one was the worst one by far.
All right. Well, I hope I get a banana smoothie here. Find yours. It's right here.
Where? Which one?
In the right there. The light
this
one.
This one.
No.
No.
It's the barf one. That one.
This one?
No.
No.
This one.
This one.
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah. It's the light one. Kind of looks like a smoothie. My stomach hurts. All right, ready?
On three.
Yep. One, two,
three.
Three.
Dead fish.
Oh my God. Oh. Oh, that's awful.
Oh. Oh, that
yeah,
was
that's
a
bad.
Gag reflex.
That is bad.
Oh my God. Here. I don't know.
I'm not drinking that. That's been there for 2 weeks. I'll be all
right. You think this is going to be worse than what's in your mouth right now? A water that's been sitting out for 2 weeks or dead fish taste?
I'm good. Oh, man. Yeah, that's terrible. It just sits there. It's like in my eye. That is. I'm eating a blue one.
Freaking disgusting.
I'm eating a blue one.
Oh,
that's so much better.
Did you get berry or
toothpaste?
Toothpaste.
You can't have a little until we get off the podcast.
You're mean.
It's part of your punishment.
You are mean.
All right. So, since that was our last, I don't think we have anything else to talk about.
I don't think so. We're in the slow months of the year.
Yeah.
You can read more work. We'll do more from the SEC tournament. Cam's got a cool story coming up.
Yeah.
That'll run tomorrow.
Yeah.
On Friday.
Yes.
About Florida, which played at Mizzou in the regular season last weekend, stayed over 3 days, practiced at Tolton.
Right. So that's kind of cool. That field is nowhere near up to the standards of Florida. But for Danny's sake, we're going to kind of end this podcast. We might get one back next week. You're going out of town next week, aren't you?
Yes.
Okay. So maybe we won't. We'll figure out something. If not, we will let you guys know when we come back. There's really not much going on. Maybe we'll do one before the SEC tournament for baseball. You'll be back by then, I think, or something. We'll figure it out. So, anything else you want to say?
This has been a horrible experience.
Best podcast we've had to date.
Horrible experience.
All right. We appreciate you guys listening and subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to your podcasts. See you guys next time. Danny, cue the outro music.
Be sure and subscribe to Mizzou Sports Podcast at iTunes, Google Play, or Stitcher.